Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time, February 16th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighs from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." There is something quietly devastating in this gospel, something easily missed if we read too quickly. It's not the argument itself that wounds Jesus most deeply. He has endured arguments before. It is not even the demand for a sign, for Jesus has given many signs already. What pierces him is why the sign is demanded, to test him. And so he sighs. Not a sigh of irritation, not the sigh of someone who has lost a debate, but a sigh from the depth of his spirit, the sigh of divine sorrow, the grief of love unreceived. The Pharisees are not asking because they want to believe. They are asking because they refuse to trust. Their hearts are already bracing against him. No sign would ever be enough, because the problem is not a lack of evidence, but a lack of surrender. And so Jesus refuses. No sign will be given to this generation. It's not a punishment. It is a revelation. If we are honest, the Pharisees are uncomfortably close to us. We too ask for signs. We say, "Lord, if you are with me, then make this work out. If you really love me, take this suffering away. If this path is from you, give me clarity, certainty, confirmation." And there is nothing wrong with asking God for help or guidance or reassurance. The Psalms are full of such cries. The difference lies in the heart behind the request. Do we seek signs to deepen our trust, or do we demand signs as a condition for trusting at all? The Pharisees had already seen the blind healed, the possessed freed, the hungry fed. Still, they demanded something more, something spectacular, something undeniable, something that would leave no room for faith. But faith, by its very nature, always leaves room. That sigh of Jesus should stop us. It tells us something profound about God. He is not indifferent to our resistance. He is not emotionally distant. He feels the ache of hearts that keep him at arm's length. Jesus sighs because he knows that signs cannot heal a closed heart. Miracles cannot coerce love. God will never overwhelm our freedom, even to save us. The tragedy is not that God withholds a sign. The tragedy is that the greatest sign is standing right in front of them, the Son of God made flesh, and they cannot see him because they are busy testing him. How often do we do the same? We search for God in dramatic moments while ignoring his quiet presence. We want heaven to speak loudly while Christ waits patiently in the ordinary, in the Eucharist, in the Scriptures, in the poor, in the daily call to fidelity, forgiveness, and humility. Jesus says no sign will be given, but in truth, one sign is always given: Himself. He is the sign of God's mercy. He is the sign of God's nearness. He is the sign of God's willingness to suffer with and for His people. Ultimately, the sign that answers every demand for proof is the cross. There, God does not prove His power by descending from it, but reveals His love by remaining upon it. Those who seek signs to control God will never recognize Him. Those who seek God with humble heart will find that He has been present all along. This gospel invites us to a conversion of posture. Not, "Lord, show me and then I will believe," but rather, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Not a faith that demands certainty before obedience, but a faith willing to follow even when clarity is partial and the path is dimly lit. Jesus does not rebuke us for our questions. He only grieves when our questions become walls instead of doorways. Today He looks at us, not with anger, but with that same sorrowful love, inviting us to stop testing Him and to begin trusting Him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, You who sighed from the depths of Your spirit at hearts closed to Your presence, have mercy on us when we seek proofs instead of seeking You. Free us from the fear that demands certainty before it dares to love. Heal the places in us that test rather than trust, that argue rather than adore. Teach us to recognize the signs You give us each day, Your word proclaimed, Your body broken for us, Your grace quietly at work in ordinary faithfulness. When You seem silent, grant us perseverance. When You feel hidden, grant us humility. And when we are tempted to ask for more signs, remind us that You Yourself are enough. May we follow You not because we have seen everything clearly, but because we have come to know Your heart. We ask this in Your holy name, for You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, as one God, forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to enter deeply into your journey with Christ to heaven. And if you have the time, invite others to join us here each day in my hermitage when we reflect over the Word of God and apply its meaning to our life. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.